Lots of people start sentences this way.
Ever since I was very small.
Not many of them finish that thought like this.
Diversity, genetic diversity in plants has been the total driver of my passion.
But you'll probably cut Becky Seidman a break when you learn she was raised on a farm in Vermont. And when her parents got divorced when she was 12, well, after that, she grew up on two farms. And it was as an adult visiting those two farms that she first got wind of the problem.
They're distorted, and the leaves are distorted, and they're kind of crunchy look, like, they're very tightly branched, and their flowers don't set fruit readily, so they're not productive.
Seidman is describing what farmers were getting when they grew hanging basket cherry tomatoes, a variety the farmers start from seed, then sell to home gardeners. See, there was one variety that was really good, called the tumbler, but nobody seemed to carry it, and it was a hybrid, so farmers couldn't reproduce it themselves. The substitute, called Tumbling Tom cherry tomatoes, it had a lot of inconsistencies.
Then, you know, I was on a farm visit with a totally independent farmer, and they said, yeah, you know, what's the deal with Tumbling Tom looking so weird? And I said, yeah, you know, they do look weird. I don't know why they look weird. It's a problem. And they said, why can't I find Tumbler anywhere? I don't know. It's a problem.
The challenge was on. Seidman and her students at the UNH greenhouses would find a way to get New England farmers and their home gardening customers a reliable, attractive, delicious, hanging basket cherry tomato.
I didn't think it would turn into a 6-year project.
First, Seidman grew out every variety of hanging basket cherry tomato she could get her hands on. Not one was good enough as is. So she found some of those precious hybrid tumbler seeds, the variety that's hard to come by.
We self-pollinated it, harvested the fruit, extracted the seeds, grew up those plants from the seeds, and grew out a whole lot of those plants.
But the tumbler is a hybrid, so the tomatoes that grew were totally inconsistent. They cracked, or they didn't taste good, or they weren't very productive.
We then selected and self-pollinated and selected and self-pollinated over several generations. We made one generation a year, and once we were close, then we were doing two generations a year, and we inbred at 7 generations total.
At last, Becky Seidman and her students arrived. They named their hanging cherry tomatoes the Rambling Rose. It's a variety even better than the evasive but revered tumbler tomatoes, because
when you save Rambling Rose seeds, you get Rambling Rose back.
Also perhaps an improvement on the original tumbler variety, because they're pink.
The pink color was a total accident. We wanted a red.
Seidman says she'll make a red variety, too.
Okay, so show me. Let me see these seeds.
Well, I just have this little packet here. And they look like tomato seeds.
Yeah.
They're little fuzzy things.
The next step, Seidman says, is finding a seed company to pick up the Rambling Rose, produce the seeds, and sell them. That way, all the local farmers won't be knocking down her door. Of course, Seidman says, her parents already got theirs. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.